You're listening to the Family Friendly Morning Show podcast with John Baglio.
Shelly from Point of Grace was our guest on your Family Friendly Morning Show to talk more about the Girls of Grace Conference coming to West Michigan in November. Shelly, how are things?
They're wonderful. Thank you. We just got actually finished our first Girls of Grace this past weekend in Minneapolis. We had 2,000 girls. It was amazing.
Wow.
And I am so excited about coming to Grand Rapids because we had a really good turnout last time.
Yeah, so we're
excited.
When we talk about Girls of Grace, and we have been talking about it, we actually say it features Point of Grace, Jason Castro, Meredith Andrews, and many more artists and speakers. And so I do think that those, you know, you say the artists and people do kind of get it in their head that this is a concert for, for girls and for their moms.
I think that's a very common, there are concerts throughout the day. I mean, it's a 9-to-4 event for 6th to 12th grade girls, and moms are welcome to come with their girls. We have a lot of mothers and daughters. That's a common question. It's a great day for a mom and a daughter, but, you know, we also see a lot of 2 and 3 and 10 group of girls with, like, one or two chaperones, maybe the pastor's wife or the youth pastor's wife or a couple of moms or whatever. So we'll take them all. Everyone is welcome.
Yeah.
You don't have to come with your mom. You can come with your mom. It's whatever works out for your situation and your schedule. But a really neat thing, be able to have all these wonderful artists, you know, I'm obviously Point of Grace being the best one. No, I'm just kidding.
Of course, Shelly, of course.
Of course. And I'm the lead singer, right?
Right.
That's what my dad thinks anyway, but we'll just let him think of that.
Oh, does he really?
But it's been really neat to have them come alongside of us. And it is a concert. I mean, we do have several mini concerts throughout the day, and music is a big part of it, and worship. But the meat of the day are really, really in the teaching, the speakers that come to teach the girls.
Right.
And if I had to sum up Girls of Grace in one sentence for a mom or a girl that was out there, you know, driving in their car and listening to WCSG, I would say this. The world, it's very hard to be a teenage girl in the day and age that we live in. And the world, through magazines, through TV, movies, everything, your friends, they're saying you have to look a certain way, you have to act a certain way, talk a certain way, have certain friends, you know, in order to feel truly content and at peace with yourself and loved and accepted, all those things that everybody wants to feel. You have to do these certain things. And we are trying to come alongside the parents, come alongside the youth minister, and say what the world is telling you is not true. The only way you're really going to find that true peace in your heart is through a relationship with Christ and using Him to guide the decisions that you make about who your friends are, about what you wear, all of that, about how you treat your parents, all of that stuff, and what you do with your free time. And so we hit on a lot of different topics. We talk about eating disorders, sex and dating, helping your parents, getting back into the kitchen, you know, fun things like that. We have a cooking segment. We have so many topics that we touch on throughout the day, and I guarantee you that there's not a girl that walks through the doors and doesn't leave being touched by something that is said from the stage. I mean, I even am every time, and a lot of moms say, Shelly, I got just as much out of this as my daughter did. And I think that's because no matter how old you are, if you're a female, so many of our struggles are the same, no matter if we're 13 or 18 or 43. You know, a lot of the things that we struggle with are the same. And so I just encourage everybody, if there was something like this when I was a teenage girl, I know that it would have changed some of the decisions that I made. And so that's really our hope and prayer for the day, for the girls.
We're chatting with Shelly from Point of Grace. That sums it up well, I think, and helps people get a clearer perspective on what Girls of Grace is. If you've not been before, a lot of great speakers, excellent artists. Of course, Point of Grace being the most excellent of those. But
that's right.
Yes.
I'll send you your check later.
Yes, thank you. Saturday, November 12th, Grand Rapids First Church, and there are some early bird rates, some group rates available.
Check WCSG website, check girlsofgrace.com. It's got all the information there, either one of those websites. And we had a great group in Grand Rapids last time. And Grand Rapids is like my favorite city because I think that it has, as far as Christian music goes, because the fans and the Christian music listeners in Grand Rapids are the best. They're the best in the whole country.
What?
I don't know if you knew this or not, but they really are.
I knew that, but sometimes they need to be reminded, you know? So
yeah, they are. And so we're excited to see everybody out there.
Well, cool. Thank you so much, Shelly. I appreciate the time.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Thanks for getting the word out for us.
Absolutely. I'm going to let you get back to, did I hear you say you're cleaning house today?
Today is my house cleaning day. Yes, I am like in the thick of it, folding laundry and whatnot. So if you want to come help me, just take a drive on down to Nashville.
Absolutely. Yeah, you bet.
Thanks, right. John.
Thanks, Shelly. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this family-friendly morning show podcast with John Valio.